Clickety click.
Bickety bam. Everybody's talking about my tight pants. I got my tight pants.
Got my tight pants. Got my tight pants on.
I'm really loud in my microphone.
Oh, Greg, I wanted to tell you a story. It's a short one and it's uninteresting.
All right.
It's just something happened to me while in quarantine, and it amazed me because I didn't think it was possible. I started reading comic books in digital format.
Okay.
Totally fine.
It's okay.
It's totally fine. I was unfazed in every way. I thought it was going to be repulsive, so maybe that's why I was happy, because my expectations were so low.
Are you doing it in there where you see the whole page at a time, or where you're having it scroll from panel to panel?
Whole page.
Okay.
Panel to panel sounds freaky, but I could do that too, I think.
Yeah. Sometimes panel to panel is nice because it makes the panel bigger, so it's easier to see.
Probably filled with surprises as well. You can't take the whole scene in at once.
Right.
But so to be honest, I am not too savvy with digital reading, so I'm just downloading everything in PDF form, so it's all pretty basic.
Yeah, I mean, Marvel's got tons of free comics right now.
Oh, see, I didn't even know where to go and look for them.
They made a lot of classic stuff, like the Dark Phoenix is free right now. I think Civil War is free right now.
Okay.
Avengers vs. X-Men is free right now. You can go grab a bunch of stuff at Marvel.
Well, as you may or may not know, I have a bundle problem.
Right.
And they had a COVID-19 bundle that had like 40 games and 20 books for $30. I was like, yeah, that's going to happen. And I did, of course, and I got it. And there were some great games. And I was like, all right, I'll give this reading books a try. And I downloaded a comic called Saga. Awesome so far.
Joe loves the Saga.
Saga is so good.
That's the one where it starts out where she's birthing the little baby demon, right?
Yeah.
Is this on Humble Bundle?
It's open.
It was on Humble Bundle. It's gone now.
Oh, boo earns.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, what's funny is right now, I'm not kidding you, right now to my left, there is a stack of like 35 Saga comics.
Oh, wow. I highly recommend it.
That I got out of the free take a book, leave a book thing in the park.
Oh.
So I'm assuming Comic Swap was just getting rid of them.
Wow.
But it's weird. I have like issues 1, 7, 10, and then like a bunch in a row. 11 to like 40?
Okay. I think I have a trade. So I think I have 1 through 6. So if I can manage to get my way up to 11, I will hang on to those, dude. It's a good story.
Yeah, I've been spending time now that I'm home all the time when I'm bored listening to people talk in meetings and I turn my camera off.
Sure.
I've been putting some of my comics and bags and boards that I just never got around to.
Nice.
So I came across the Saga today and it's exactly right on my left because I haven't. And I'm like, what's this about anyway? Joe tells me it's good. And I'm like, oh, what's going on
he's
here?
Right.
Well, there you go. I have Hundle Bundle of like a slew of like G.I. Joe comics.
Nice.
And Transformer comics.
I don't read those, but I'm definitely open to digital comics now. I've been doing a lot of digital reading of books and comics. But yeah, there are very few comic book authors who I'm aware of, let alone are passionate about. When Brian K. Vaughan writes something, reading it is... you should treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Yeah. He's so good. Saga is super good. Ex Machina was good. Why the Last Man was fantastic. Pride of Baghdad, amazing. The original Runaways were great. Man, okay, let's do a different show instead. Let me pull up the script so I know what's happening and where I am.
Nobody knows what's happening. So this is the year, right, that everyone's voting libertarian, right?
No. If you could somehow assure me that your assertion of everybody meant everybody, I would get right on board with you and make terrible decisions. But I will, no. Sadly, this year, I will either vote for Kang or Kodos. I don't know which.
Yeah. I don't even know who the Libertarian candidate's even going to be this year. But I'm voting for them. I don't know who they are.
And by I don't know who I'm voting for, I mean I haven't decided in my mind which one is Kang and which one is Kodos. As soon as I assign roles, I know exactly who I'm voting for.
It's Kang.
Hey, don't blame me. I voted for Kodos.
That's funny.
I mean, we could all vote for Vermin Supreme or Jimmy McMillan, but...
Vermin's in second place.
Okay. I think we got a packed show. By packed show, I mean it'll be somehow shorter than the other shows because we have things to talk about.
You'll have things you'd like to talk about.
I will too.
It's such a good feeling. All right, there you go.
Yes.
Sure. It's like one person listening to the show, so it's going to be a good time.
That's one more than should be.
Yeah, that's probably true. When we started this show, we didn't expect to have anybody. So
tons of people here.
We expected zero the first time we did this live. True believers, welcome to the 237th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. We got Ray. It's KS72. We got Ian. He's Sneaky Beat 15. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
This is the 4/8 through 4/15 of the 2020s. Happy early birthday, Ian.
Woo! Yeah. Thanks, dude. Happy sure. Even earlier birthday to you, even though the show will re-air by then.
Yeah, we'll have
then.
Another show before mine, yeah.
Right.
But yours will be right before the next show.
Correct, Amundo.
Let's go to your Deadpool dailies. Today, Fist. Thursday, Rags. Friday, Kamala Khan. Saturday, Pietro. Sunday, Wanda. Monday, Vision. Tuesday is Dr. Steve. And Wednesday is Thanos. Over in the 5-day 4-star crash!
My liver.
Of the Titans.
Lower, dude.
On the 2nd was Bishop versus someone I've already forgotten about.
Yep. Versus Bishop. It was Cable versus Cable.
Oh, it was Cable versus Cable. I remember winning that one. How'd that go for Ian? I don't think you had much going there, right?
Squidoosh. If you refer to the always handy infographic, my 1-0-0 level 70 Bishop did not have much of a chance.
Sad times.
Yeah.
I was able to pull it off on the first try. I got really hurt, but yeah. The stun. I'd stun, and then I couldn't get anything else going, so.
Yeah. Coming up number yesterday was Cloak and Dagger versus Strange?
Yes. 5-star Strange.
That one was weird. Like, I ended up firing, like I just, like, made a bunch of matches, yellow matches, and made a bunch of yellow matches, and then I looked at the amount of damage that Light Knives did, and this went, oh, I win, and I clicked it, and the game was over.
Yeah, not me. I got slaughtered.
Really?
Yeah, I have only tried it once. I didn't feel like spending a health pack, so we'll see how it goes either later tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, just match yellow until you win.
Sure.
Can you also deny blue?
That's a good plan, yes.
Okay, I feel like those crimson bands could be deadly. I haven't tried yet. I have a fully covered cloak and dagger, but they're at 209, so that's pretty high up there. I figure I could throw some ISO at them and just champion them to respec them appropriately.
Yeah, I think you've got a good shot.
Yeah, I think I got an unlucky board and
right. Sometimes things just go south.
Yeah, I don't think I made the correct choices either. I was just doing it whimsically. Turns out that gets you into trouble.
Right.
Yeah. Coming up 12th is Allison versus I don't know.
Groot?
Oh. Interesting.
I don't know. That's very clearly Groot.
I didn't look at the infographic.
Oh, okay. It's Groot. Perhaps Rocket and Groot. I don't know which tier of them. If it's their third tier, then you never know. If it's their fourth tier, I assume I'm doomed?
It's the fourth, so.
Oh, yeah. I don't expect to win that. I mean, my Dazzler, 2-1-2, so I feel like even if I... Am I wrong in thinking Dazzler is a total dud?
Not total.
Pretty dudly.
I mean, is she a 2-1-2 going to pull this out over one of the most popular 4-star characters there is? Or is he only popular because he's paired with Shadow Cat?
No, yes, but he's very dangerous at first. You're going to have to get those strike tiles off the board real quick.
Okay.
So,
one of her powers removes strike tiles?
I don't know, man.
I thought that was Nick Cage's face, but I didn't want to say it because I wasn't sure, and I didn't want to just assume that Nick Cage was showing up cool places.
Man, what is he, some kind of chemical freak?
Chemical super freak. I actually really like that movie.
That movie's awesome. I love that film. Gentlemen, welcome to The Rock. All right, moving on. Storyland, you got Venom Bomb running out of the She-Hulk, and Black Panther covers and some Sinister shards. Top 200 folks get some Billy Goat shards and Karnak covers. Then we got Unstable ISO 8, get you Mystique and Karnak covers and Billy Goat shards. And top folks get Silver Surfer shards and covers for insert new character here.
Nice.
PvP land, it is the Morris Day season.
Nice.
In the simulator, you will get Luke Cage, you will get Deadpool, you will get Maria Hill.
Oh, I was cruising there for a minute.
And your PvP, or the next one after the next PvP is Stretch Goals with Fantastic, whoop. Then I get you Hulk Fantastic and his shards. Top folks get Invisible Woman and some Kingpin shards. All right, let's see. What do we got in news? New feature bonus shard Force Timer.
What?
That's easy to say three times fast. So, as you recall, we talked about that there's a new feature where you will get bonus shards.
Yep, that happened to me once. I was excited. Yeah.
I got it twice.
Nice. Ooh.
So, now there is a quote-unquote timer put in that if you do not get that for a long time, the chances will keep going up and up until eventually you are pretty much guaranteed that's going to happen.
Oh, great. Thanks. That was kind.
It says, by about 34 pulls, the chance of any pull being a bonus is close to 100%. And it will then be forced if it doesn't happen soon after that. Once you get bonus shards, the timer reverts back to zero.
Great.
So that's nice of them.
Yeah. What kind of pulls do they live in? Any kind of pull?
It's heroic and up, right?
Okay. That makes the most sense. Any pull that would normally give you 4-star shards, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I believe so.
Makes sense.
Well, I got 3-starred. I got shards for a 3-star, so...
Yeah.
I got 50 shards for a 3-star.
I thought I got 50 shards for a 4-star.
That seems likely. You get bonuses for 3 through 5.
Okay. Yep. Standards and elites also have them. So they're all over the place. That's exciting. Well,
there you go. Open everything. Open all the packs. Otherwise, the storyland... Hey, Ian, there's a new character. It is not nearly as cool as we had talked about it being.
Really?
Yeah, it's not Jimmy Madrox.
Oh, no. No, I thought we... Yeah. Is that the skills are multiplying?
Yeah.
Mm. Wasn't Electro?
No.
Mm. Wasn't Longshot?
No.
Mm.
It wasn't even Taskmaster.
It wasn't 5-star Taskmaster?
No.
Oh.
It turns out it's a guy who has, you know, like 4 skills, so I'm not sure why his skills are multiplying, but... It's the Super Skrull, who has all the powers of the Fantastic Four.
Oh, he's okay. I mean, I don't know anything about him in the game, but... He's an okay character.
Yeah, he is a purple, green, and blue character.
Oh.
So that's a good combo there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a rarity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So his blue power is called Manifest Entity. Ian, you should just zone out now, man.
Okay.
It's going to take 15 minutes to describe this power.
Okay.
It costs 7 blue. He can, you know, use one of his Fantastic Four powers to do something fantastic. Those powers are called Now You See Me, Absolutely Fantastic, The New Hotness, or The Next Big Thing. You get to choose what it is each time you fire it.
Oh.
So that's nice. So, you know, that's 4 powers in one right there.
Right.
So you fire that, you convert one basic tile to blue, and then fire one of the 4 powers. After you get to level 2 or higher, it makes 2 basic tiles blue.
Okay.
So, Now You See Me, Now You Don't. Create one yellow invisibility tile targeting the Super Skrull. When this tile is matched or destroyed, deal a little bit of damage to the target. As you go up in level, that'll eventually get you to 3 invisibility tiles.
Mm.
Absolutely fantastic. Create 2 strength, very small, protect tiles, but they replace enemy strike attack or protect tiles before they do basic tiles. So that's really nice.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, it is.
As you go up in level, it will then create 5 tiles.
Oh, that immediately overwrite their special tiles?
Yeah, that's real nice.
Including countdown tiles?
No.
Oh.
Strike, attack, or protect.
Okay. Still pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Then the new hotness. This will create 1 turn red repeater tile that creates 2 strength, fairly small attack tiles. As you go up, eventually at level 5, you'll get 5 strength attack tiles, which max out at 56. So they're not huge, but you get 5 of them. The last power is the next best thing. The next big thing, sorry. I read the next sentence that made me laugh. It says, Rock beat you. Super Skrull pummels the target 2 times for damage. If this power downs the target, create 2 strength black attack tiles. As you go up in level, you eventually pummel someone three times for some damage and create those basic attack tiles. So that's neat.
Yep.
Is that the only power besides Fist of Khonshu that does something if you down somebody? Well, I guess in Thanos' explosion, but...
There are other powers that continue to hit after you down somebody.
Yeah, I guess that's true nowadays. Okay, maybe there's more of those in
a I can't think of off the top of my head, but I'm sure there's a few.
His green power is called Force Multiplier for 10 green. Destroy a random 3x3 block of tiles and deal damage to the enemy team. For each friendly special tile destroyed, destroy an additional blue basic tile on the board, dealing damage and generating AP only for those tiles, max of 5. Level 5, at max, let's see, you got maxed out, it's 3898 team damage. And then purple is called Inevitable Betrayal for 8 purple. Create a 3-turn countdown tile that shapeshifts Super Skrull into the target and steals a burst of health from the target's allies each turn. When this countdown tile expires, steal one strike, attack, or protect tile from the enemy team. It has a passive. If the enemy team fires a power while this countdown exists, improve 3 random friendly attack, strike, or protect tiles by number. As you go up in levels, eventually it will steal 4 tiles and a max of 1,351 health, and the passive will improve up to 5 of your things. So he's interesting. Again, that.
Yeah, he surely is.
It's the first comment that I heard, actually, the comment that I heard when he first came out, the very first thing that I saw was, ah, oh, Super Skrull, he reads like a 3-star. I'm not sure that I really agree with that, but, I mean, really, I think his key is that he does so many different things.
Right, again, and when you're looking at the power levels of the strike and attack and protect tiles that he puts out, I understand that comment, but that's not their purpose.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, it looks like he's a, you know, good character to strip away your opponent's special tiles fairly quickly. I don't know. It'd be interesting to play. We'll see how it goes.
For sure.
Store offerings, the Super Skrull and Foes store runs the 12th to the 18th, an 80-item vault. With one legendary token, 3 beginner supports, a random Super Skrull cover, and 2 random 4-stars. He will be in placement rewards at Unstable ISO 8. He will be featured in The Hunt as a progression reward, and they'll also give you tokens to the Super Skrull and Foes vault. His versus tournament is called All 4-1. F-O-U-R. All 4-1. That's going to run the 12th to the 15th. Get him as a progression reward, and that will also give you tokens to the vault. So there you go. I like the art on it, though, actually. It's got the big thing fist and stretchy arm and fiery leg, and his other leg really should be invisible. I guess his hand's supposed to be invisible. I don't know. Anyway. Super Skrull. Anything else for the good of the world and news?
Negative.
I don't believe so.
None that I'm aware of, at least.
All right. We're going to try something new then today.
Some people might even suggest we're going to try 2 new things today.
That's true. first one's first.
But let's start with, I like your first title.
Well, I was going to read them both, like a Bullwinkle episode.
Okay, go for it.
calling this segment, top 3 from the top 3, or... 3 winners from 3 losers.
Tune in next week.
Man, I miss Rocky Bullwinkle. What a good show.
It wasn't, but the cartoons that accompanied it were. Fractured Fairy Tales and Aesop's Fables were great.
Yeah, like Rocky Bullwinkle, huh?
Yeah, it was okay.
It's always Moose and Squirrel.
It had a lot of excellent elements. Don't get me wrong. Simon and Peabody were awesome, and even the main cartoon was pretty solid. But
it's always Moose and Squirrel.
Companion cartoons were much. I did like Boris, Natasha, and Fearless Leader.
Yeah,
long time. All right,
so we are gonna each week we're gonna have a top 3 something, and eventually we're gonna be asking people for some suggestions of what the top 3 should be, and the 3 of us are gonna come up with our top 3 of that thing. So this week, the topic was top 3 Marvel characters.
Great. New segment. Keep it easy. Keep it semi on topic. I love it. Should it normally be on topic? No. We'll let the listeners decide that if they have any such interest. But you can start since you are the hero of this story.
Is each person doing all of them? Or are we going to go like your number 3 and my number 3 and Ray's number 3 and then your number 2?
I hadn't thought about that. What should we do, Ray?
I kind of like the thought of doing everybody's number three, and then everybody's number two, and then...
All right.
Okay. I love it.
So my number three is the God of Thunder, Thor.
Ooh, strong. I like it. Good choice. He's one of my favorites, but he didn't make my top three.
Good character, good comic.
Yeah, I agree. I nearly had him on my list as well. However, I didn't pick him. Growing up, I read a lot of this comic, a reasonable amount of this comic, not all of it for sure, but I like the character because of ingenuity, and so just for nostalgia and the way it made
MacGyver?
Me feel, Tony Stark.
Oh, Iron Man.
I really enjoyed the Iron Man comics, like, quite a bit.
Crazy.
So well, he's a normal guy who just, you know, has figured out how to beat the biggest and the best, so.
He is a super genius with unlimited resources, which helps.
That is true.
But other than that, pretty average, I would say. You're right, he is just a human person.
Right.
I like that, because a lot of my decision-making later in the list was based on the amount that I read when I was introduced in comics. But my number three, which is why Thor was unable to make it onto the top three list, is someone who I enjoy because not only does he launch the best schemes for world domination on an almost daily basis, his blend of sorcery and technology is my all-time favorite. So Dr. Doom is my number three favorite Marvel character.
Yeah, Doom, very solid. All right. My number two, obviously, is one you're going to hate.
Truth.
Because as much as everybody else doesn't like him, he's still Marvel's first mutant, Imperius Rex. I love Namor.
Angry sea elf. No one likes that guy.
He is awesome. There is nothing good than opening up a comic and seeing Namor just screwing with people for no reason. I'm like, yeah, Namor, you give it to him.
Lousy that surface dwellers.
Fool Richards.
Yeah. If we were going to be voting on it, there's no way that one's getting any other votes. But
right.
All right. My number two I like because he makes people think and question their morality. And just the level of violence. I really enjoy Punisher comics.
Mm.
So Punisher is my number two character, which is probably why I enjoyed the TV show as much as I did. I really enjoy that character.
You really like people who are just people.
I do. This is true.
People, I see a theme.
People who are just people are the highest people on race list there ever was.
My number two was when I first got fully re-immersed in comics as a teen. In my early teens, I went heavy into it, and I found that... I probably just thought he was cool. It turned out that he was pretty cool, and I have a ton of his comics, and I read a ton of his comics. It would be the Ghost Rider. Mm. Dan Ketch, specifically, if I have to narrow it down. Because I was able to get, you know, his number one, and then I just followed his journey as the Ghost Rider. You know, Johnny Blaze would show up sometimes and be like, hey, how's it going, dude? And, you know, other people would pop in, but he was my Ghost Rider growing up. So there you go. Dan Ketch, the Ghost Rider.
All right. For my number one, I went to one of my favorite X-Men. I guess my favorite X-Men since he's at the top of the list. And it is Kurt, the Nightcrawler. I love Nightcrawler.
Nice. I support you in that. He is pretty great.
Yeah, so great.
I do like Nightcrawler. There's just a couple features of the character that made it not get on my list.
He is the world's sexiest religious teleporting demon. I mean, he has got to go. He's got swashbuckling. He'll stab you with a rapier. I mean, he's got it going on.
Yeah, he really does. He checks a lot of boxes.
Excalibur comics were amazing with Kurt in them.
They needed something. Because Megan and Captain Britain aren't doing it.
That's true.
That's actually one thing that I almost made my list was Wolverine, just because growing up, I really enjoyed him in the X-Men comics, but I just can't put him on my list because so many people like Wolverine now, I just can't do it. Like,
he's tainted by his popularity?
Yes, exactly.
He got destroyed when Marvel decided that he needed to be in every comic that they printed.
Right, yeah.
And it was just, come on, enough.
Yeah. He's in every place all the time. So it still kind of fits the theme. My number one character, this is probably the first Marvel character that I enjoyed when I was like six, maybe. I don't know. And it's Bruce Banner. Now, I just want to be clear, mm-hmm. not the Hulk. The Hulk is fine. And is a, I love Bruce Banner. I love the idea of Bruce Banner. The TV show ingrained it in me. How to be a good person and trying to control anger. Absolutely. Bruce Banner is my number one Marvel character.
Ah, you wouldn't like him when he's angry.
That's true. That's fair. I like it.
Banner, but not the Hulk version. That's
right.
That's a bold choice.
Well, what are you going to do? Lou Ferrigno's a jerk. That's what I hear.
Yeah, but he always gives 110%.
That's true. All right, my number one, the guy who only barely edged out the Ghost Rider as far as comics read and comics enjoyed, is the one character who, in my belief, is the coolest because he could do anything because his powers are so loosely defined. And I thought he was always the coolest, and that's no one less than Dr. Stephen Strange.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, his powers. Magic. Okay, there you go. Everything he can do is explained in one word. Magic.
I'll tell you why he didn't make my list. The comics, at the age I started reading comics, his comics were difficult to read.
Okay.
Like, the grammar and the different language and references, I'm like, I started it, like, in the middle, and I'm like, I don't even get what's going on. I just stopped. But I do love the character.
I do as well. He would always, whenever he would team up with someone, they were always the other coolest people who I would like. He would always be hanging out with oddballs, like the Ghost Rider or Moon Knight, and I'd be like, what? I'm totally getting this. Why are these two going to go men as villains? And they did. So, yeah, I would say my favorite, number one, Dr. Stephen Strange.
Nice.
Good times.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. The first edition.
The first edition of the top three. If you would like to hear us discuss your top three, you could always
submit topics.
Yep, submit it to Ray via whatever outlets you send mail to Ray. That seems to be the most effective. I don't know how to get them directly to Ray if you don't feel like posting them in Reddit for others to read. You'll have to ask Ray about that.
Email, message on Discord. I don't care.
Yep. Just let us know. We've got plenty in the bank. At least I've got plenty in the bank. But
a nice
I will
postcard, just like don't sneeze on it or anything before you mail it.
I would be happy to replace any of the ideas I have upcoming with your ideas if you're so inclined.
I will not be like Alicia Keys and be throwing out my phone number so people can just text me.
That's a bad idea.
That seems like a terrible idea.
She did that, by the way. Like,
that was nice of her.
Gave her real phone number out.
Did you tell her that I said hello? I hope she's doing
I
well.
I did not. I did not.
All right.
The next thing.
Yes.
Brought to you by the Quizmaster of 78 Facts and Drive. Take off.
Nice. That was a lot of work to come up with that. I love it. Well done, dude. All right. So I am going to take a shot with a weekly trivia question. Unlike my last attempt at trivia, these will not be challenging. These will be themed entirely around the game of Marvel Puzzle Quest. If they are not easily answerable, they will be easily researchable if you are so interested. I'm going to try one. It's a multi-parter, but I believe in you guys. All right. This week's Marvel Puzzle Quest trivia question is, before they were team-up tiles, there was a different type of special tile in the game. I would like to know what that special tile was called and what the effects of the special tile came in three specific pairings. I would like to know the titles of the pairings. You don't have to tell me what each pairing did. If you're that type of person, you can. It won't net you any bonuses. But that's
so where do you want people to answer? Because they shouldn't answer in Discord now, because then everybody will.
Right. They should answer the same way they're going to answer the top three. Because I don't know how to do, I can't have people emailing me. I'll never check it. Yes. Contact us the way you've been contacting us up to this point. Unless that's some sort of incentive that I don't know about, we don't have any prizes to give you. Unless you want Steam keys from one of my many bundles, which I can definitely pull one correct answer at random and give them a Steam key of their choosing from my bundle list.
Well, We have two suggestions in Discord. Either send the answer on the back of a $20 bill to...
I do like Puzzler Tower, and I appreciate that reference.
Or Slugger suggests you can just yell out your answers at home.
Both are fine. If you want to be acknowledged for your correctness, send us the answer, and we will acknowledge you on air. If you don't, just have fun trying to figure it out. So again, before Team Up Tiles, they were called something else. What were they called? The effects of said tiles came in three specific pairings. What are the titles of the three specific pairings?
Alrighty.
I don't suppose either of you know the answer, do you?
I know the first part.
Okay.
Well, yes, I don't. Yeah. Those were, that had like ended by the time I started playing this game.
Okay.
All right, let's move on then. Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Alrighty. Not too much this week. But D-Wing posted his wall of text before anybody else, so I'm gonna go with that first. D-Wing says, of note, during the two-time ISO PvP events, the cost to skip is only 5. Not applicable during the simulator, but still. I did notice that I was only spending 5 a couple times. Now, granted, you did hear me correctly. I actually spent ISO to do some skips.
Uh-huh.
But, you can blame SCL-10. He also said, if Travolta has a Scientology power, I'm out. I'm totally behind that statement. He's hoping for Madrox because of old X Factor increases the chance of my wish character, Strong Guy. Wouldn't a refresh of the Green Door discussion technically be called a fluff? Anyway. I think I'm going to let it. Any more comments about the Green Door? I'm just letting them go. That's
okay.
He says it may be the longest between Team Pink appearances in the history of the show. And he really wants Ian to get involved in the daily COVID press conference. I'm not really sure where that comes from, but
I do too.
He also asks, the NFC South is going to be a nightmare this season. Has Roethlisberger tested positive for the virus yet? It'll save time if he's just out for the season now.
Sure.
Hey, I had to read that. I actually got it, so.
We can trot the duck back out there again.
Is he still with the team?
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
They haven't drafted a new quarterback yet.
No, but Rudolph's still there.
Yeah, but he sucks.
Yeah, so does the duck.
Yeah, I'd rather, at least the duck's got a cool name. He's the duck. Nobody can rally around a guy named Mason. Like, that's the guy who's like a frat guy douche that you just want to, like, oh, who's that jerk with driving around flaunting his Porsche? Oh, that's Mason.
What about Perry Mason?
That's a last name.
I'm just checking.
You can't have the first name Mason and be cool.
Okay.
I'm strangely on board with Craig on this one.
Yeah, but if you come up to some guy and you're like, hey, who's that guy who just did 40 inverted keg stands just because he can? That's the duck. Oh, the duck.
The duck.
What about Mason Jars or Freemasons?
Again, a Mason Jar is, the guy's last name was Mason and he invented those jars. So,
are you sure?
No.
Okay, I feel like that's unlikely.
And, you know, Freemasons, you know, they, you know, carve up your soul and give it to people. I don't know what they do.
It's a secret.
Scottish Rites Freemasonry?
All right, I'm going to continue now.
They've got all the degrees.
Jordan from Jersey says, congrats to the good place.
Of separation, 33.
He's still going. Jordan from Jersey says, congrats to the good place. Some other great one-season shows. Let's see if these ring any bells to you guys. Journeyman, Awake, and Freaks and Geeks.
I've heard of Freaks and Geeks. People really like that show.
They did. I didn't know that was one season. I know Journeyman well. Okay. That's where, let me see if I can remember the actor's name. He played Lucius Verinus on Rome.
Oh, okay.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
In this show, he traveled through time.
Huh.
A la Time Traveler's Wife, except a dude.
All right.
Well, wait, guess the Time Traveler was a dude in that as well. But anyway, Lucius Verinus travels time and tries to get home. So maybe like a more confusing.
But not Quantum Leap style.
Not like Quantum Leap style. Himself. He was not trying to put things right. Kevin McKidd is his name. Thanks, UNC Samurai. I like that actor.
Yeah. I agree. Good actor. Jeff Duggan.
Hey-o.
Says, I have to disagree with you guys about one thing. The best single season show is not a sitcom. It's not even Geek Beloved Firefly. It is an obscure prematurely canceled series that aired on Fox the fall of 98 or 99 called Brimstone. It was a dead cop played by Peter Horton, sent back to life by the devil played by John Glover to recapture 113 escaped souls.
That sounds
like a cool plot.
Yeah, I'd watch that. Yeah. I may have.
I definitely didn't, but it does sound interesting.
You know, for shows that were underrated, I very much enjoyed, like, you know, the Friday the 13th, the TV series, where they had to go and rescue all the cursed artifacts.
I agree.
That was a good show.
Battlestar Galactica only had one season?
Oh, the good version?
Yeah.
Of Battlestar Galactica, the 1977 version or whatever it was?
Huh.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Hey, speaking of wrestling, though, while we got Hacksaw Jeff Dugan there.
Yeah. Hey-o.
As I told Ian the other night, you know, congratulations go out to the Gronk for being the WWF 24/7 champion, because they made up some belt to give him. I don't know.
Nice.
So, go Gronk. You are no longer on the Masked Singer, so now you've got all this wrestling time.
All right. Last comment was from Tad Prime. Congrats on The Good Place. I'll have to give it a watch. He also said Madrox would be great, but I'm betting on a new Taskmaster. Not either one. He was betting on the Taskmaster in honor of the Black Widow's movie original release date. All right. Oh. I don't remember what that was, but...
Is he the villain in that movie?
Was he in the movie?
I don't know.
I'm going to guess yes.
Huh.
He also says, y'all were right. My love for Transformers and math both contributed to me choosing Tad Prime as my primary online moniker. No progeny, though, that I've been told about anyway.
Okay. Right. That makes sense.
As opposed, you know, Tad Secondus, right. Tad Tertius. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. Okay. All right. So that was it. That was what was in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right. So then once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
All right. Let's see what characters are buffed this week. 3-star characters. Oh, Captain Marvel. She's not bad. She's got a red ability that shoots energy blasts at you or something. They do direct damage. That's probably going to be boosted. I don't know what our other two abilities is. One is to absorb damage and turn it into AP. The other one is mysterious. Human Torch. He's all right at level 3. His red does okay damage, and that's going to be boosted. If you can stockpile enough green, his green repeating attack triggers at a good time and is also useful, but you burn through green super fast with that ability. I don't love it. And his black attack tiles are not super good, but they'll be boosted. Iron Man, his best ability will not be affected by his boost. However, his Unibeam does a lot of direct damage, and his Ballistic Salvo does an acceptable amount of AoE. But be careful, I think they both eat up your AP pools.
Yeah.
Thanos is boosted. The amount of damage that you get from his Court Death will be increased.
And who cares about anything else?
Yeah, unfortunately, he's good. I'm sure his other two abilities might be good, but I'm very single-minded in my knowledge of Thanos. And Wolverine. Patch, I assume, is boosted. Unless there's another 3-star Wolverine that I'm unaware of, which I wouldn't be that surprised. Red does a ton of damage, boosted. It should also do a ton more. Green does a little bit, and his healing will be boosted with his yellow.
Oh, the strike tiles he throws out will be
better. The strike tiles that come with green and red will also be, yes, improved. All right, 4-star boosted characters. Oh, it's a fun twist. The Fantastic Four is boosted this week. The 4-star Fantastic Four, consider them boosted. So, Invisible Woman. Her...
Stay away from me.
It's unexpected. I didn't dislike it, though. She makes some protect tiles when she goes invisible. Those will be stronger. She makes some strike tiles when she locks down enemy tiles. So those will be stronger. And she does awesome damage with her green, and that'll be boosted. Android Jim, also known as Human Torch, 4-star. He does some red AoE, which will be boosted. He puts out some strike tiles, boosted. And his wildfire does a little damage, repeater style, that will be boosted. Mr. Fantastic, recently fully covered, possibly recently championed, continuously reworked to everybody's constant dismay. His flexibility comes with some damage along with some stun. His burst health will be boosted. And Imaginat, sometimes make special tiles, which are sometimes boosted. The basic thing.
Ever-loving blue-eyed thing.
Exactly. He'll clobber you for damage. He'll Yancey you for damage. And he'll make protect tiles when he stands in front to absorb some damage. And the all-new, all-hit Maria Hill is boosted. And by all-hit, I mean, I don't know. She's probably not that good. She makes traps.
She's going to the mall.
Today?
Today.
Trap tiles. Those will be more damaging. She does some AoE that is damaging. And she makes some strike tiles that will be boosted. So if you have her, she's in some upcoming event that Craig mentioned earlier, and she's boosted. So, yeah, if you want to try out the Fantastic Four, now is your chance. They're boosted. Let's see what Samurai recommends. Not really. Wouldn't call it a recommendation. But your best options this week are Android Jim and Maria Hill. She has some cheap powers that trigger his yellow, and they have really good color synergy. Well, it's not a glowing endorsement, but I guess, yeah, if you want to try out the boosted characters, the two newest ones might be something fun because the other guys have been around for quite some time. So, yeah, that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
All right, let's jump on then over to Team Up Time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Funhouse.
Sorry, that's just how I sound.
All right, so this week is an interesting team up. This was sent in by a listener. He says that his workhorse team is this team. It's Okoye with Spider-Man 2099 and usually Medusa. Okoye, for obvious reasons, 2099 with his yellow. They just work together so ridiculously well. We talked about it a couple different times. You make matches for Okoye with the yellow, black, and blue. It doesn't matter who makes the match because 2099 jumps out and does, he throws up some web tiles and does some damage, and Okoye boosts that damage. So it's just an amazing combo. So he said between half the color matches and Medusa's countdown tile, getting Okoye damage boost, once you have some team-up AP, the enemies just start melting. On SCL-9, PvE, he says, I can usually clear the easy nodes in two matches or less. If you get stuck, Medusa's shuffle can cause some epic damage. And if you get lucky, well, that is if you get lucky with the cascades. And occasionally for goons, he'll swap out Medusa for Strange, which is the obvious pick there, as long as you have goons in. So, I mean, it's a pretty straightforward, easy-to-use team. Medusa tries to do some boost healing in there as well, so it keeps him alive. Okoye is going to be tanking almost everything, and she can heal herself. So it's a team you can use nearly all the time. Okoye, 5-5-3. Spidey, you can do it a couple ways. I say 5-5-3 as well, because his blue gives you 4 turns of stun at that level. So you can take somebody out of the fight pretty quickly, and it increases the damage that you do to one target by 75%, so that'll help take them out. But you could make an argument for Uprising his black, because nobody else uses black. That'll do decent damage. Personally, I like 5-5-3 the best. And Medusa, as usual, with a 5-3-5. You could alternatively go with a 5-5-3 for her, because her hair metal swapping around tiles, it just won't swap as many. But then you'll get more powerful, what are they called? Attack tiles. So kind of up to you, but I'd go with 5-3-5. So there you go. There's your team up this week. Pretty easy to use. Okoye, Spidey, and Medusa. As always, thanks, Unify.
Unify. Ian, did you open Steam?
I did.
All right.
I'm ready to go.
Let's open up the tokens, OG style, from this guy.
All right, token opening. Time to try this here cheekbone pokey bit. You guessed it, 5-star. Original Sinister. Mr. Sinister.
Wow.
Oh, I still don't have him.
Woo! Ian rules, Craig drools.
Yep.
That takes him to a crushing 101.
Yeah, I'm going to stroke his supple lips here.
Fair.
Got me a 4-star Spider Gwen.
Okay.
All right, I've got one here. It is a 4-star Knock Them Down Domino.
Oh.
That's an interesting.
Yeah.
It takes her to level 294.
Awesome.
That was quick.
Yeah, that was nice and easy. No one had extra things to open.
No.
I got lots. I'm just hoarding them for the Hulk.
Oh, right. You said that. That's fine. I like that plan. So, Craig.
Yes?
You read comic books and listen to stuff. Now, I noticed that the 4-star land, all the Fantastic Four is boosted. And I noticed in the Hero for Hire store, they have a Fantastic Four bundle. Does Marvel have some news for us about the Fantastic Four? Are they fully reacquired? Are they going to start writing Fantastic Four comics again? Are they just Fantastic Four movie?
There are Fantastic Four comics right now.
Oh, there are? Okay, I knew they phased them out for quite a while.
Right now, the kerfuffle is that in continuity now, the X-Men have all moved to Krakoa.
I don't know what that is.
It's the Living Island.
Oh, okay.
So it's all the mutants in the world are all living on Krakoa, and the X-Men, like Xavier had a way of bringing people back from the dead and all this stuff. So all mutants could go live there and be their own country.
Okay.
So the big thing now is that they're like, hey, Franklin Richards, you should come live with us because you're a mutant and your dad's a tool bag.
Mm.
And apparently Franklin is losing all of his powers.
Oh, good.
So he's like, okay, well, dad can't fix me because he's a tool bag. I'm going to go over here and somebody else can try and heal me up.
Why is Reed a tool bag these days?
Because he's always a tool bag.
Nah, he's okay. He seems nice.
Ugh. So.
Okay.
There you go.
Thanks, this guy.
What's on the podcast network, Ian?
The podcast network, which is called the soon-to-be-named network and is available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. We have teamed up with some other great podcasters to provide you with this show and other exciting options for your podcast listening enjoyment. If you would like to check us out, everything is available at the soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Thanks. Anything else for the good of the order?
Yes, before we go, last week I asked for some sorting help for the supports. I just want to give a shout out to Donkey Teeth. He sent me a spreadsheet that I could use. I made a copy and put all my support info in there. Yeah, worked fantastic. I spent my nearly 4 million red ISO and upped nearly all the supports that I can use. And yeah, it was fantastic. So big thank you to Donkey Teeth.
All right, Red Ice is the thing.
Right. Good job, Donkey Teeth. Yep, and thanks to Blue Wolf for answering my question correctly, unlike Craig did.
What was the answer?
The new comic book event called Empire.
Oh, yeah, but it sounds dumb. I'm not reading it.
I didn't say... I said, give me information. I didn't say, tell me your opinion about
part. I gave you the important part that deals with the X-Men.
No
one cares about the Kree and the Skrull. Who cares?
First of all, I'm already confused because it says... Where the Kree-Skrull Empire, when did they become one empire? They have been two opposing races in a nonstop war forever. So the idea that the Kree and the Skrull have formed one empire is blowing my mind. The idea that they're invading and that the Fantastic Four and the Avengers have to stop them, yeah, that's what they do. That's fine. There are questions here that need answered. These answers have left me with more questions, and now... the X-Men all live on an island.
see, Ray, I only have 1,874,000 red ISO.
Oh, a link. Not going to read. Not going to do my own reading.
Yeah.
Too long didn't read. That's the answer to all my questions.
And at some point, man, I wish whoever's in charge of Marvel who makes crossovers, stop making crossovers. I don't want to buy 30 comics to read one story. Just stop.
Or more crossovers could be the answer.
Yeah.
It's like overseeding your lawn. It makes it better.
Man, when they did the last one, when they did the War of the Realms one, the Thor one, yeah, that was like 40 books you had to buy. It was stupid.
Sounds like a terrible marketing plan.
Ugh. All right, that's it. Thanks everybody for joining us here at PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment suggestions. You know how to send them. Answer each trivia question. Give us some more things about what you want to hear our terrible choices of top threes of. If you want to throw us a bone, click on the Amazon banner. Buy something, and in 8 weeks when you get that thing, we'll get a little bit of love. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. Who knows what the turnaround time there is.
Now, I know I'm supposed to be understanding because of quarantine and other stuff, and I'm just supposed to be a good person, but do I get refunded a percentage of my annual Amazon Prime payment because I no longer receive fast shipping, even on Prime items?
No.
Okay.
You if you pick later Prime dates, you get some discounts on digital purchases. Yeah.
But it's not a pick situation. It's, I want this product. Hey, it's available from Prime. All right, it'll be here in 3 weeks. No?
They spoiled us for too long.
I know. Yep. Now Jeff's like, go pound sand.
Where are all these drones? They keep promising things. I'll get them things to my house in an hour. That's right.
All right.
I'm outrageously rich and I'm not going to donate any of my own money. I'm going to ask other people to fund money for my employees. What a D-bag.
Total.
Well, I guess he had to donate all of his money to his ex-wife, right? So
he still had unlimited money after that.
He sure does.
She was confused that she had so much. He's like, I'll just give it away. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, not all the world is animated. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.
Good night, ladies.